but don't give a fuck.
As you know, on this show, we feature social media giants, people out there who are speaking the truth, but the mainstream media will never give them a platform because it doesn't fit the mainstream narratives. And normally I give voice to people who actually create content. Today, I'm kind of diverting away from that. This guy is the greatest troller of all time. He goes out, he'll post like six things a day. And if you ever just want to get caught up on like some of the funniest or libtards just doing really ignorant stuff, this guy is the master of finding libtards being stupid.
Okay.
Right? And you maybe have seen him because his stuff pops up on a lot of people's feeds. He's got about 500,000 people following him. It's called A Man of Memes is his handle.
I went down that rabbit hole when you sent me this link earlier.
Did you?
Hilarious.
I mean, some of the stuff he finds, it's a lot of it's memes, but he also gets content. For example, this is a protest, and I think this was Real American Politics.
That, Real American News.
Real right? American News, who did this segment, but he finds this stuff for you. So instead of you going out and having to search, if you just follow Man of Memes, he finds the good stuff. It's kind of like... the libs of TikTok.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, similar.
He's doing it on X, all right? So you just got to look up Man of Memes on X, and you're going to get stuff like this. This was at a protest of Turning Point USA of a bunch of paid protesters out there, and this guy going down the streets. Pretty funny little bit here. Play it.
All right, guys. So we're here in Tampa, and we got some, looks like some commie protesters. I've already seen the sign, socialism is the future. I pray that's not the case for America. These guys are out here protesting against Turning Point. Looks pretty lame so far. You'll see if we can talk to any of them. How y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, so we're protesting TPUSA. What are your biggest issues with Turning Point?
I would talk to someone in one of the vests. I'm sure they have a designated person to talk with.
David, you can't talk?
I'm sure they have a designated person.
Okay, you don't have to, but if you want to.
I understand.
Yeah, okay.
Now he does.
Is there any designated speaker for you guys?
He keeps going around looking for someone who can express an opinion. Okay. Listen to this.
While we're waiting for them, what is it about Turning Point that's so bad?
Why won't they talk to him?
Anybody have an opinion of their own? They want to say why Turning Point is so bad? Anything you want to add?
No.
Who are you guys with?
Listen to this. No one will
Who's
talk. They're
on
a protest. These are supposed to be protesters. Why aren't they protesting?
No, the weird thing about this is the left used to be the counterculture, and it used to be loud and proud, and it's so weird at these events now. It's like silence. They're all afraid to speak. I don't know what the deal is. So apparently there's a designated speaker. We're waiting for that person. But apparently everyone else is afraid to speak.
Isn't that crazy?
Most they of must them have were, had too much mansplaining
were pa-
going on. Anyone want to speak for yourself? Think for yourself.
I think most of them were paid to be there.
No. Yeah. Out here. What is it about Turning Point that you guys don't like?
Listen.
Don't talk to that guy.
Don't talk to that guy.
Don't talk to that guy. That's what we've been told. You can talk to that guy if you want to.
All right. I mean, this is what the madness is, and this is what the Man of Memes puts out there. He just shows you these aren't real protesters. These aren't people out there outraged over social issues or outraged about ICE. They are 100% paid actors who are told by the people paying them, do not speak to the media. You must wait and designate that to ex-spokesman. And ex-spokesman obviously makes herself or himself never available, or itself, whatever the pronoun is. But it's like, this guy, I love him because he'll go out there and troll and find all this different stuff. And then people even share more stuff on top of his comments. So if you're looking for some funny memes to share with friends, I'm going to just read you a couple that he posted yesterday. I thought, well, I'm going to give everybody kind of an example of what these are. So yesterday, one of them was, I asked God, why are you taking us through these troubled waters? God replied, because your enemies can't swim.
I love it. Oh, yeah. Man.
And I mean, it's just great. He reposts stuff that he finds humorous, and that gets everybody, you know, and I've got one more here. He says, the last victim of slavery passed away in 1940, but there's plenty of living victims of affirmative action who were discriminated by the government against merely being born white.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's
it's a great
follow if you haven't followed the guy. Yeah. I would get on there and check him out.
He'll do
and
the work for you.
He'll do a lot of the work for you. Yeah, for sure. I'm throwing a follow on that one. A man of memes.
What's his real handle? It's kind of funny. It's like
Ricky Doggin.
Yeah, Ricky Doggins.
I don't know.
Doggin,
it looks like.
Yep.
And he's Ricky got a Doggin. Picture of a golden retriever, it looks like, on his couch. Yeah. So good for him.
Go Ricky.
We love golden retrievers. Yeah, one of the ones he showed on there, one of the top ones on his page right now, is that video. It says, "Remember when Hillary Clinton was chucked into a van like a side of beef? Good times." It was that video when she left that event.
That was
like
the
she collapsed.
Bush funeral.
Yeah, she collapsed and they had to basically toss her into the. Nothing to see here, folks.
There's nothing
wrong with her here. She wasn't drinking too much vodka or on pain meds or. Yeah. Xanax or whatever the hell they
literally
had
could not physically get herself into the van. The Secret Service had to lift her and throw her into the back of this big black limo van.
You know, there's a problem, Dan, in the media these days, and that is the fact that we heard John Ossoff. Remember, he was the Senate candidate in Georgia, right? We heard John Ossoff refer to this yesterday. And I didn't get around to playing the soundbite, but they feel completely justified. The left in this country feels, and so does the media, I believe, to a large extent, except the few that have written books to try to make some money off of it. But they really feel like that they were justified in hiding what was going on with Joe Biden because the alternative was Donald Trump. So in other words, whatever we did, it's okay because we didn't want Donald Trump, so we would have been better off with somebody who was, you know, in the late stages of dementia and doesn't know where he is half the time.
So lie, be deceitful, yeah, don't give here. People the truth. Unbelievable.
This is the sound the guy gave, and when I listened, I edited it yesterday and I forgot to play it, but this is them admitting it. You know, if you look at the alternative, it's okay. Listen.
The most brutally honest answer to that question is, you know, when you're facing the specter of Donald Trump potentially being reelected to the presidency, and you have in the sitting president the presumptive nominee, it's understandable that you're not going to be inclined to do or say things that might weaken that presumptive nominee
right.
against Trump,
right.
given the threat that he posed.
Is that not the definition of putting party over country?
No kidding. That's just amazing to me. So you know there was mental decline. You know the guy doesn't have his faculties, and you'd rather have that in office.
But the media played that role too, right?
Well, of course
I mean,
that's a
leading Democrat
of course they did.
Admitting that it was worth it because the orange man bad. The media had the Jake Tapper, all of them, they're all guilty of it. They all had the exact same approach until it was blown up to the whole world and they could no longer deny it after that debate. And then people started to see how you've been manipulated. If you really believed all of the garbage that came out of the mouth of the crazy ladies on The View or ABC News or NBC News or CBS News who defended the best version of Joe Biden or whatever it was they talked about, and you saw that he couldn't finish sentences, he couldn't complete thoughts, and he's the leader of the free world and they're protecting him, that is putting your party over the best interests of the country. And they were willing to do that because of their fear of a man who may have just achieved Middle East peace. Oh my God, that's awful.
And what does it say about the party itself when that guy is still your best option? When the party says, but we're going to stay with this guy to try to win the presidency for
because,
another 4 years.
Believe it or not, the vice presidential candidate would be worse.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
But she did lose the closest contest in the 21st century, she said the
other day. That's what she said the other day.
Yeah. She's convinced herself of that over a bottle of Grey Goose,
the woman
I
who didn't win a single primary and somehow got on a presidential ballot. That, to me, is still the biggest. How constitutionally that was allowed, I don't. It's a head scratcher. But glad it was because she was a horrific candidate.
Woo. Yeah. Fight fire with fire, she said the other night. Wow. All right, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about one of my favorite subjects, the Freeburg Midgets, when we come back in just a minute.
I'll tell you my high school mascot. It's equally as good.
Excellent. All right, back in a minute.